Welcome back for season two of Hot Mess Help Desk, the show where two campus counselors talk through all the messy parts of college life so you don't have to Google them at 3 a.m.
I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. And today we have a special guest with us. Jeff, our fitness center director, has joined the Hot Mess Party. Woo!
Oh boy. Yes, I am here.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
That's okay. You're in good hands. We're delightful, but also a little chaotic, so bear with us.
And today, we're talking about movement, stress, motivation, and why you don't need to become a gym influencer to take care of yourself.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, today's check-in corner question for both our listeners and for Jeff. When life gets stressful, what's your go-to form of movement? Or honestly, do you avoid movement altogether?
And listen, panic pacing around your dorm does technically count, at least in my eyes. What do you think, Jeff? What's your go-to form of movement?
I like to exercise. Racquetball, pickleball, basketball on a limited basis, walking. That's my form. I have to do it.
Yeah. Do you like when other people are with you, too? Because I feel like I always see you with others doing those things.
I can do people, or I could just be on my own. Like, if I'm going for a walk, I can do it by myself.
Yep.
Yeah. We love a hot girl walk with
you. Oh, yeah.
That's always fun.
That was a fun video.
Yes, yes.
That's on the UE Counseling Instagram, if you would like to check that out. We did that last year.
Yeah,
it was.
We did.
This time of year.
God.
We need to do another one.
We do.
So we got the gang back together for podcasting this time. I think I'm more of a, when I'm stressed out, I like to run. I run. I just run like somebody's chasing me on the treadmill sometimes outside. I just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep changing different exercises because then I get bored of one. Like I've said previously, I was a big rowing girl, but now I'm kind of into Pilates. So who knows what's happening? You'll have to check in with me.
You like to switch it up and keep it interesting.
I need to switch it up because I get bored.
Yeah. Okay. So listeners, we want you to think about what your go-to movement is for when you're stressed out.
Yeah, that can even be dancing like no one's watching.
Yeah.
Because usually no one is. If they are, that's a whole nother problem.
That's on them. That's not on you.
I do like to dance. I do.
Yeah.
When no one's watching.
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. My gym has like a big like group room and it has dance bars and all the rest of it. And sometimes I'm like, I really want to dance in here, but there's windows so everybody can watch you.
Oh, ew.
I know.
I hate that.
Yes, me too. So I think about it sometimes and I'm like, one of these days.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these days.
All right, let's get into it, folks. We're going to get into some questions, Q&A, with our good friend, Jeff Chestnut. So let's get us started, Miss Lainey.
All right, Jeff.
Yes.
A lot of students think that fitness is all or nothing. They think that about a lot of things, all or nothing. They have to give 100% or nothing. So like either you're a gym person or you're not. What do you wish students knew about fitness and exercise?
Students need to know that every little bit counts. Coming over to the gym, walking around the track, dribbling a ball, shooting some hoops, playing racquetball, pickleball. By doing something, it counts. You want to get the body moving. You want to keep it moving. That's what it's all about. And you start where you start. You can't do it all in 2 weeks. Just take your time and get started. Get with a program. I tell students all the time, especially freshmen, you have to find your fit. It's going to take exercise. You have to make it part of your routine.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Love that. Love that.
Doing it on a daily basis. Find your fit. We in the fitness center, we don't just preach exercise. We actively participate with students. I'm out there with the different fitness classes. I'm out there doing one-on-one lessons on how to exercise. So we get involved with them. My main goal is to motivate students to exercise. And a lot of times they learn by seeing an older guy like myself out there doing it. Well, if this old dude can do it, maybe I can do it. So I'm hoping I'm motivating students and staff.
Yeah.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, at 12 o'clock. Have you ever been over there 12 o'clock on a weekday? Jeff is out there crushing everybody in pickleball. Yeah. Effortlessly. This man, a machine.
All right, so can you talk a little bit about the link between physical health and mental health? Is there a link between the two? How do they affect each other?
I'm gonna speak from experience. Yes, it's a link. I'm going back to my college days. Now, bear with me because it's going to take me a while to remember all this.
Take your time.
I remember graduating a 21-year-old, being a 21-year-old graduate, trying to find a job can be very stressful.
Yes.
It was very stressful on me. And thank God I had Gold's Gym back in the day. Because I was able to keep my mental straight. When you exercise, you feel good. When you feel good, you look good. And it just, you become a positive person.
Yes.
So, yes, there is a connection. If your physical health is good, it leads to a positive link to your mental health, in my opinion. It did for me.
I think you're exactly right. And I want to bring up a little bit of Jeff lore here really quick. Jeff, can you tell everybody what your master's degree is in?
It's in counseling.
You don't want to advertise your counseling services?
He's like, come in to play pickleball with me, but don't talk to me about your problems.
Just pickleball, no talk.
But he not only is talking based on experience, but he has some education and a master's degree in counseling, right? Yeah. And we talk about how physical health and mental health, it's all related,
right? It all goes together.
You're absolutely right. So let's go on to our next question, which I think is a big one for students. When we ask them, have they been to the fitness center? Have they walked on over there, right? If a student wants to start caring for their physical health, but they feel overwhelmed, what's one first step that you'd recommend?
They can start out with walking. Just coming over, walking around a track, or going for a walk outside with some friends. That's a good step. I mean, it's going to help talking to someone. You know, this group, I'm generation, I think it's X. I don't know what you guys are, but
I don't know what I am.
You're younger than I am. This is a small private university. A lot of these kids are academically gifted. And it's a struggle for them. A lot of them do not work out or very much at all. But I try to be understanding because I try to put myself in their shoes. It's like me taking a chemistry class. I would be very uncomfortable.
Me too.
I understand that. And so when a student comes to me, I try to make them feel comfortable. One, I don't want them to think, oh, this guy is mean or he's not going to help me. I'm going to help them. I want to see them succeed in some type of fitness program. And it's, I encourage them to get started. Come over and just try something new. You never know what you're going to learn. Again, I'm going to use myself as an example. I started here as a 23-year-old. Played football, basketball, and ran track in college. No, that's not right. I played football in college. But high school, I did all those sports. Getting started. So I was physically active. And you have a kid coming to me that's not active at all, but he's an academic All-American. And I understand that stress. I had a young man who worked for us in the fitness center. He was a senior, and he had not taken the physical fitness course that was required back in the day. And he came to me all upset, and he was an engineering major. I'm like, dude, you're taking these engineering classes, all these different math classes, and you're upset about a physical education class? Well, you did have to run a mile in a certain time. So I worked with him. I worked with him. I tried to make him feel comfortable, and we worked and worked and worked. And he was able to complete that course by working, because we met 3 days a week and he would come over and really work it out. So I understand the stresses that students have. So I really try to put myself in their shoes and help them help themselves.
So are there creative, non-traditional ways students can stay active without even stepping foot in the gym?
Oh, yeah. You can do all kind of things in your dorm, you know, as far as push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, mm-hmm. running in place. If you don't, because some students do not like coming over to the gym. But I'm old school. We're living in a day and time where these students are great with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the aerobics room all the time. Students pull up different exercise programs,
yeah.
Pilates, yoga. You can do it all from your room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get fit if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can find your fit.
Yeah.
You just got to take the steps to do it. It's just like each student comes here for an education in engineering, physical therapy, different, whatever your plan of study is. I tell students, shoot for A's. I know you're going to shoot for A's in your field of study, but you need to add exercise. And shoot for an A in exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It has to come up, be a part of your program, your daily program, doing something.
Nope, that was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They could do it in the gym. They can pull it up on their phones. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Literally, I was going to say that's what Maya's been doing. I think that a lot of people lose motivation, right? If we think about like a New Year's resolution, people will start exercising and they go really, really hard,
mm-hmm.
right? And they do like 5 days a week and then they slowly maybe burn out or they start to wonder, is this even doing anything? What are maybe some different goals people can have when they start and it can help keep them motivated throughout? If a student comes to you and you're like, I've been here for 4 weeks, 5 days a week, and I can't tell if I'm getting fit or not. I don't know.
That happens all the time.
Does it?
Especially around the January.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, one, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pace yourself. You know, students come to me, oh, I have this formal coming up, or, it's getting to be holidays, or what is it coming up, spring break. You have to put work in. You know, yes, they do have pills nowadays that you can take and different things that put in the work. It's going to pay off. I'll use myself as an example. I go off to college my freshman year to play football. You know, you leave in August. You come back for the holidays, Christmas time. I go to a basketball game. My friends see me and they're like, Jeff, man, what are you doing? You have really bulked up. I'm like, oh, really? For me, it went to my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, man, they think I look pretty good. I've been, football, you have to lift weights, you know. A lot of times I tell students, look, you see yourself every day. Yes, you're going to see some results, however small. But that may not be enough, I understand. But it's someone who hadn't seen you in a while
mm-hmm.
that can instantly look at you and say, hey. And they're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they seriously want to know, what are you doing? Let me know, because you're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was my fix.
Yeah.
That was my fix.
Right.
So take your time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it basic. Start off slow and listen to your body.
Yes.
Because your body will tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, if you're using a 5-pound weight and you know, you're like, wait a minute, this is getting too easy. Let me move on up to the, 8-pound or 10-pound weight.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your body. Your body will tell you everything you need to know. And then you'll get the positive reinforcement from your friends when they see you. And they're excited for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the right track. That lets you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Stay consistent. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yes.
Listen to your body is a really, really big one.
Yes.
And sometimes I tell students, it's not about necessarily how you look. It's about how you feel. Do you feel good? Do you feel strong? Do you feel healthy?
That is right? It.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. I like the weight one.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you go up in weights. Oh, that's so fun. It's like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, wait, working. Do you remember?
So strong.
Do you remember when this was hard for me?
Yes. Yeah.
Now we can move on up.
Yeah. And it's all right to fail, you know? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I didn't work out for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get back at it.
Yeah.
Get back at it.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Life's going to happen.
Yes.
Just keep doing it.
Life keep lifing. So take your time and stick with it. That's the main thing. Do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or jump back in.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone who wants to go to the gym, but feels like everyone is staring at them, judging them? They just feel uncomfortable when they come to the gym.
I can understand that. Again, I try to put myself in the place of the person I'm talking to. And I listen. I see where they are. And I'm like, look, I understand. And I usually tell them a story about myself. You guys don't know this, but growing up, I was a quiet, shy individual. And I still am to a certain extent. But you have to work through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started the different fitness classes, I told each one of my instructors that, you know, I'm going to come to a class. I'm going to come to a class. But I was really saying that just to be saying it.
Uh-huh.
They started calling me out on like, I'm going to have to go to class. So I would go to a Zumba class.
Love.
Ooh.
Yes.
Love that.
I would get in the back,
mm-hmm.
but they still would look at me. I struggle with that a little bit, but I'm like, you know what? I'm out here for the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You have to block that out.
Okay.
I know the students are going to watch me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look as good as I can.
Mm-hmm.
They're going left. I'm going right. But it is what it is.
Oh, I love that.
You know, you have to, that's something I had to fight through. And it's something that each person has to fight mm-hmm. through.
Yep.
And it's just a process.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us some people longer. But eventually you'll get to the point where I can't believe I was a little nervous about coming to the gym and doing this in front of people. The generation that's coming through now, they're a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And a little socially awkward at times. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
But there's certain things you're going to have to do through life and fight through. And you'll feel better once you get to the other side. Now, it may take you a while, but you can do it. You can do it. Everybody's in there. Everybody's a little nervous when they come to a fitness class. And, you know, doing something for the first time. I'm a routine person. I would come basketball. Play 7-8 games of basketball, racquetball. These were things that I know. And you tend to stick to what you know.
Yes.
But every now and then, you have to step out of your, what is it, your shell and try something different. Like, this is new for me.
Literally.
I'm struggling over here with this podcast. Yeah.
I disagree. I think you're doing
wonderful. So good.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to do that. And once you get to the other side of it, you feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a part of growth.
Yes. We talk about that, mm-hmm. obviously, in the therapy room and on the podcast, right? Where does your personal, professional growth happen? Usually outside of your comfort zone. You have mm-hmm. to push yourself outside of the comfort zone.
That's it.
Try the new things. So that you can grow as an individual and you'll be so much more, you know, well-rounded and happy that you pushed yourself to do it. It's just making the decision to do it and then following through, which is the hard part.
Yeah, you said it. That's it.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, that was wonderful. One more question, right? So walk us through the fitness center process. Like, students have to sign up? How can students find out about classes? Do they need to bring equipment?
Well, it all starts with their student ID, and they get that when they first get on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Students come in, they swipe in, or they can give us their email. Like mine's JC56. I type it in, mm-hmm. the picture comes up,
mm-hmm.
and they're good to go.
Okay.
With their ID, they're able to check out any equipment that we have for checkout, from basketballs to racquetball equipment to pickleball equipment, whatever we have for checkout. They can check it out with their ID. So it's important to bring that ID, students.
Okay.
And then you're on your own. You can come out. You can walk around the track, go upstairs to the conditioning room or downstairs to the weight room. you can do your thing, or you can come to one of our many classes that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
The classes change from semester to semester. This past semester, we had hip hop, which is like Zumba.
Okay.
I was in there doing a little hip hopping dance routine, learn a few moves.
Uh-huh.
It's high energy.
Okay.
Yoga. I did go to yoga to get my stretch on.
Ooh, how was it?
Oh, Lord.
It's harder than you think.
That downward dog is rough. Sweat.
Sorry.
Sweat is running. I have to take a towel. I do. I have to take a towel.
That was so funny.
But it's different, you know.
Yeah, it's good for
you. That's all about trying something new.
Mm-hmm.
Pilates, oh my goodness. We had Pilates at 7 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning. It was extremely difficult. It was something about the breathing. Mm-hmm. But you know, after the second class, I kind of got with it.
Yes.
Stretching body parts. I didn't even know. I'm like, whoa. I can actually do this.
I love that.
So, you know, we try to offer a variety of different classes and programs, and our intramural program try to have between 8 to 10 different events. This year we started off with flag football, and then we went into soccer. But what I really like about our programming is on the intramural side, we offer 3 different levels of competition. You played football in high school, you might want to go to our A division. You know, you played your freshman year, you might want to play in our B division. You're an international student or a student who've never played before, we have a C division.
Mm-hmm.
Where we kind of just throw the football out there and let them go at it and have some fun.
Uh-huh.
But it's not that serious. You get in where you fit in.
I love it.
You know?
Got different levels.
Yeah. And again, we participate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a little older. I don't get out there as much. But flag football, I would definitely get out there for flag football. I encourage students to try something new because you never know what it is you're going to like. When I first started here as a 24-year-old, I was assistant director. And our director, Dave Ensler, was a big-time racquetball person. I knew absolutely nothing about racquetball. I'm a talker on the court. And so he said, Jeff, come on in here. Let's play. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to beat this old dude. Racquetball, you go to 15. He served the ball. And as long as you're serving and winning the point, you're up.
Mm-hmm.
He served the ball, and I'm back there swinging and missing and running. Beads of sweat is just falling. And before I know it, it was 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how is this old dude beating me?
Yep.
So, okay, let's play again. I'm real competitive. Let's play again. Let's play again. And so we play about 5 or 6 games. But that was very humbling for me. But I tell you what, I learned from each person I played. And I kind of got a hunger for that racquetball.
Yeah.
I got a hunger for it. And I got better and better. And the people that were beating me, I started beating them. it didn't happen overnight, but mm-hmm. I was consistent. So that's why I encourage students to try something different. Because you never know what is going to stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, racquetball led into pickleball.
Yeah.
I already had the racket skill.
Uh-huh.
So that's why, and I tell students stories like that because I try to motivate them to let them know that, yes, you can do these things.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
You have to find your fit. Okay, I'm through running my mouth.
That was wonderful.
Jeff, are you ready for Myth versus Fact, where we lovingly bully misinformation?
Sure.
Okay, so the first myth.
Okay.
You need to work out for at least an hour for it to count.
False. No. No, that would be false.
Right.
Am I supposed to say true or false?
Yeah, no, that was perfect.
No, you don't need to work out for it. I mean, it's especially starting out. Do what you can do. Listen to your body.
Yep.
If it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it all adds up.
Mm-hmm.
It all adds up.
You're, yes. Yep.
Perfect.
Bless this myth for dying today.
Oh my God.
All you need is 10 minutes.
That's it. Get it done.
Myth number 2, you need to already be fit to go to the gym, Jeff.
That's false. That is false. No, we all start at different levels, but go to the gym find your fit, do what you can do, and grow from there. No, that's false.
It sounds like that personally offended you.
Yes.
Yeah, we love the gym newbies. We all were there once.
Uh-huh.
So you belong there.
Yep.
Yes.
Try it out. All right. Our next one. Missing a workout ruins your progress.
Oh, I missed my work. No, I've missed several workouts over the days and months and years. No, that's false.
Right. Yep. A missed workout is not a moral failure.
No, just pick it up the next day.
There you go.
A couple days later.
Stay consistent. Life happens.
Do it.
All right. And myth number four. Exercise has to be intense to help with your mental health.
That's false.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't have to be intense. Like I said, going for a walk, running around the track, it doesn't have to be intense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may only be able to sprint 50 yards and then, hey, that's it. Just do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Try to build on each exercise routine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm able to, and sometimes I'm not.
Yes, bed yoga for the win.
Bed yoga.
Oh, I just registered with you.
Yeah.
Stretch it on out.
Well, Jeff did mention downward dog.
And as you age, you guys are young, so.
Oh, thank you.
You know, as you age, things change.
Uh-huh.
You're not able to do what you used to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
Yeah.
But do something.
We're going to do self-care spotlight. Okay. So, Jeff, it's time for our self-care spotlight.
Okay.
What's one practical, low-pressure tip that students can try this week?
Try something new. Go for a walk. Go to a yoga class. Something you haven't done before, you know. You might like it. It might stick with you.
That is the hope.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us and making movement feel way less scary and way more doable.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Your movement doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be yours.
This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors.
Total hot messes.
Here to help you thrive.
One step, stretch, or dance break at a time. One step. Oh, hold on.
Here, can we write it down?
Yeah. One step, stretch.
Or dance break.
Okay. Okay.
Cut.
Get him out of here.
Before we go, a quick reminder. You don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663, email counselingservices@evansville.edu, or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or are having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.